Recorded Books and One Click Digital present All Our Names by Dinao Mengestu, narrated by Corey Jackson and Saskia Marleveld.
Part 1. Isaac. When Isaac and I first met at the university, we both pretended that the campus and the streets of the capital were as familiar to us as the dirt paths of the rural villages we had grown up and lived in until only a few months earlier, even though neither of us had ever been to a city before and had no idea what it meant to live in such close proximity to so many people whose faces, much less names, we would never know. The capital in those days was booming, with people, money, new cars, and newer buildings, most of which had been thrown up quickly after independence, in a rush fueled by ecstatic promises of a socialist pan-African dream that, almost 10 years later, was still supposedly just around the corner, that, according to the president and the radio, was coming any day now. By the time Isaac and I arrived in the capital, many of the buildings had already begun to show signs of wear, having been neglected or completely forgotten. But there was still hope in the brighter future to come, and we were there like everyone else to claim our share. On the bus ride to the capital, I gave up all the names my parents had given me. I was almost 25, but by any measure, much younger. I shared those names just as our bus crossed the border into Uganda. We were closing in on Lake Victoria.